Harper Bliss, author of Lesbian Fiction, and I'm her missus. Thank you for listening to our podcast where we try to talk about our journey in writing and publishing.
But we usually get sidetracked by television or our cat.
Meow.
Welcome to Harper Bliss and her missus. Hello everyone, this is episode 30 of
Harper Bliss
and her missus.
We're recording this on Monday, 17 September 2018.
Yes, it's...
You know what that means? In 3 months and 1 week, it'll be Christmas.
Oh my God, no. Yeah. Really?
Yeah. Well, we went to the shop this morning and they had all the Halloween decorations.
Yeah, that's true. And we don't really even really do Halloween in Belgium. I mean, we do now, we do apparently.
Now. Oh, we do now.
We did not used to.
We can't say that anymore that we don't do it.
No,
because we do. But we don't, but people in general.
I know.
So,
but it's all the Americans' fault.
Yeah, I know. The Americans, it's television, huh?
Yeah.
So one thing Americans are good at, it's spreading all their shit through television.
Yes, that's true.
Anyway. How was your week?
It was fine. It was good.
What did you do?
What did I do?
Did I put you on the spot?
Yeah, I was trying to think what I did last week. I mean, I did not do that much.
Didn't work. Well, you went to play golf for a day, that's for sure.
Yes, I did.
And it wasn't for research anymore because we've written our golf romance.
No,
I did get an email from someone asking if we were going to write a sequel.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe we should.
No. You write it.
Maybe I should. I'll write it on my own.
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah. Yeah, no, I did go to play golf. I started second drafting Ping B9.
Ah, yeah.
I don't know, can I say I got hired?
Yeah, so I put it in the notes.
Yeah, so someone contacted me to ask if I was interested in designing a cover for her upcoming book. And so I said yes.
Even though we just decided that, you know.
That I was not going to offer cover designing services.
Because,
I mean, I would like to keep more time for writing. But... it seemed like a good opportunity to, you know, try it out and see if it, you know, if I enjoyed the experience, and then I could do it occasionally, yeah. You know.
See how it goes.
When there's less work on the Harper Bliss front.
Nobody's as easy as, I mean, no.
Sorry. I'm wondering where you're going with that, because I think I may have something to say.
No, but, you know, designing covers for your wife is much easier than designing for someone who is not your wife. I'm not a demanding person when it comes to covers, because basically you're pretty much in charge.
Well, you do have your opinions, and I have had to, you know.
Well, if I don't like it, I'll tell you.
But, well, yes.
But then I just say, well, make me something I like. That's not difficult.
No, not difficult at all. Anyway, so I started work on that. So that was exciting.
Yeah.
And we are trying to...
But you don't have to say all the things that I wrote down. I can say something.
Okay,
too.
Well then go ahead. You say something then?
Well, first I want to say that I'm in the final stretch of Ping B9.
Yes.
And it's like, you know, I can't say too much, but I've no idea yet how some things will go. And this is quite unusual for me, because usually I know how to get them, you know, past the last hurdle. But now I've absolutely no idea. So I'm writing really fast because I want to know what's going to happen.
Yeah, and you asked me last week, do you think I can have a book that doesn't have a happy ending? And I said, no, absolutely not.
No, I know.
I mean, for me, you could, but I think for your audience, you could. But it's not an option.
I know it's not possible. I just ask you, you know, I don't know. Sometimes we run out of things to say, so I just threw in something like that.
A controversial
that.
statement, like that one.
Yes.
But yeah, no.
So yeah, it's the final stretch, because I need to finish on Friday, because on Monday I'm starting a new book. My next co-written book, which I've already announced, it's going to be with T.B. Markinson. I announced it in my newsletter, but maybe people listening to this did not read my newsletter. So T.B. Markinson and I are going to write a Christmas romance, an age gap Christmas romance.
Wow.
She just sent me the outline.
You're stressed already?
So many emotions.
It's going to be a very emotional book.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. People like that.
People like a good cry for Christmas.
It's perfect for this Christmas
but
spirit.
But obviously it will have a happy ending.
Yes, well, it should.
So that will be exciting. we'll see how that goes.
Speaking of Ping Bean, am I allowed to say that?
Yeah.
So last week we published the second Ping Bean box set. So that's the box set that contains books 4, 5, and 6.
Yeah.
So that's This Foreign Affair, Water Under Bridges, and No Other Love.
No Other Love.
Yeah, no singing. So, yeah, so that's available now if you bought the first 3 books in the box set, and maybe you might be interested in the second box set.
That yeah, because you save $6. No.
You
yes.
save quite a bit of money.
You save more.
You save 45%.
45%. Yes. Yeah. Okay.
So it's a good deal.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's on Amazon only, so yeah. for Kindle.
Yeah.
And what else did you do this week?
Well, a while back we had a dinner with the bosses of Ilva Publishing.
Yes, that
and,
is
you know,
true.
We chatted about publishing for a long time.
Yes.
Because they said, yeah, we don't like to eat too late and we need to go to bed early. And so we shouldn't, you know, be out too long. But we kept them up a long time.
Yeah, but both, you know, they and we were happy to talk about, you know, what we do, because we don't get the opportunity to do that very often, and that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, and so we talked about audiobooks, and Astrid said, well, they use Tantor like we do, but they also go direct via Findaway Voices, and I don't know why it never really registered that, you know, we can actually do this from Belgium. I always had in my head, we can't do it ourselves because we live in Belgium and you need to be in the UK or in the US. But if you use Findaway Voices, you can go direct with your audiobook.
Well, maybe when we started in audiobooks, I don't know, did Findaway Voices exist then? Maybe not. Yeah,
they've been around a while, but I just never looked into it. And it's also laziness. Huh?
Yeah, but also, I mean, you do have to invest money to, you know, to publish a book, because you are paying the narrator for their work, and then you get to keep more money afterwards, but you do have to make an initial investment, I think. At the time, we weren't in a position to do that, and now we are. So.
Yeah, also because we know how well audiobooks do.
Yes, it's an investment that's going to pay off for sure. But you do have to lay out the money.
But it's also because Astrid told us that, you know,
they do really well with them.
Yeah, and also that it's really easy.
Yes, the process is really quite easy. So we set up a book, and they suggest narrators, and then we chose one who is going to audition by reading a little excerpt of the book so that we can get an idea. And then if we like that, then we can decide to proceed.
Yeah, it would be awesome, because for At Water's Edge was my first novel.
Yes.
And its 4-year anniversary is coming up.
That is true. It will be great.
In November.
Yes.
So it won't be ready in November. No. But it would be good to have it in audiobook.
Yeah.
And then, because I got an email from someone saying, oh, are all your books going to be available in audio? And it made me think, you know, so, well, why not?
Yeah.
Then I could do a couple of others that have not been done by Tantor or Audible.
Yes. So
we'll see.
That was exciting.
Yes. So.
Anything else?
Well, yes, I got this amazing email from a reader who said, this is an older gentleman in the UK, I think. Yeah, I know. He went to a coffee shop and he went to get his coffee. He went to sit down at the table. And as he sat down, there was a book on the chair. And it was a book. It was Seasons of Love by Harper Bliss. So he said, well, you know, I might as well read this book while I have my coffee. But he only was able to read one chapter before the person who forgot the book came to get it. But he said, ooh, I like this chapter. I shall have to get this book for myself. And he did. And then he sent me an email to say what happened. That was so amazing.
Yes, because he's gone on to read some other of your books.
Yeah.
And he's subscribed to your mailing list and everything. So.
Yes. Yeah, so just
you can find fans
show.
In the strangest ways.
No, I thought it was great.
Yeah, that's a great story.
So yeah. I think we should also talk about the documentary. Well, we saw 2 documentaries this weekend.
Yeah, one that we really loved and one that we didn't enjoy as much.
Yeah, so let's talk about the one that we enjoyed first.
Yeah, so that was Love Between the Covers.
And it had Radcliffe in it.
So it's about romance, the romance novel industry. I'd seen it, someone mentioned it on Facebook last week in one of the groups that I'm in, and said it was on iTunes and Netflix and all that stuff. Well, it wasn't on Netflix here, but it was on iTunes, so we got it on iTunes. And it was great.
Yeah.
Because, it was about the
because it's
home.
About romance, yeah. And this is our business. Yes. And they had even included quite a significant portion of the program for, you know, for Radcliffe.
Yes, because they focused on a few big names in romance, most of them in straight romance, I think, but also Radcliffe, you know, who's...
And there was a woman of color as well who wrote about... African-American characters. Yes. They were very diverse.
Yes, and they had even had someone talking from another LGBT publishing house, right? Riptide.
Yeah, that's
they
right.
They do a lot of LGBT or exclusively LGBT stuff. Anyway, it was very, very interesting.
We saw images of the Bold Strokes Writers Retreat on Radcliffe's farm.
Yes.
Who would have thought?
Yeah, no, it was very interesting, and it was, I mean... I enjoyed watching it, and then at a point I was thinking because they kept mentioning authors who were with, you know, publishing houses and, you know, with Harlequin and HarperCollins or whatever, and then, you know, I was like, are they going to, you know, talk at all about indie publishing, because that's a very big part of the romance novel industry. But then they did, because they had authors that
they have to, right?
Yeah, I mean, they cannot talk about romance fiction and not.
You can't talk about any genre fiction without talking about being indie.
Yeah, I thought that was really good as well. So,
well, I think we have to really tip our hat to Radcliffe, because she wrote lesbian romance long before any of us did.
Yes.
Well, I mean, I can't speak for everyone, but...
No, she's one of the pioneers.
Yeah.
So she did... It's thanks to her that you have a job, really.
She showed in the documentary how she writes, where she lies down on her sofa under a blanket with her cats on top, and then she dictates. I mean, you can't make this shit happen.
Well, that sounds like something that you would do, lying in the couch under a blanket with your cat on you.
Yeah, but
just
no,
the dictation part.
Dictation, I just cannot. I don't think I can do it. I mean, I haven't really tried, but... I would not be able to retrain my brain that way.
Well, we can't all be Radcliffe.
No, that's true.
Anyway, that was a really fun documentary. And
definitely recommend it.
Yeah, we recommend.
Because it's about romance.
Yes.
And it's such fun.
And it's very inclusive.
And there were only women in it.
Yes. I mean, it's a, you know, romance is a very woman-centric genre. That's what they all said. I mean, it's the one genre where it's mostly women who write it. It's mostly women who read it. And it's a genre where women's, you know, desires and pleasures don't take a back seat. They're the most important thing in the, you know, in the book. So
I know it's
a very female positive genre.
Because if you compare it to crime, it's always like women getting butchered and raped and shit like that. I'm really getting sick of that, personally.
Yeah, no,
like
it's
that
true.
Welsh show we're watching. Oh my god, yeah. I need therapy after every episode.
Yeah, it is very suspense. It's called Crate.
I think they showed it as hidden on the BBC.
It's in Welsh for a big part, so you need subtitles. God. I mean, we do.
It's almost unbearable for me, but I'm too
It's very suspenseful. I mean, I want to know, you know, what's going to happen, but it is...
Well, they're going to catch him, but do they have to show us the suffering? But I don't want to, like, spoil it, but it's for me, it's too much. But I'll say that I can't stop watching it, though.
Yeah.
Cheap tricks.
Yes.
Which I also employ.
Yes, of course.
I shouldn't say that. You're going to have to cut that one out.
I won't. So the other documentary that we watched, but we didn't enjoy as much, was...
The one about Grace Jones, Bloodlight and Balmy or something.
Yeah.
We should have guessed from the title that it was going to be really weird. Like, the bits that they showed of her life, shows, they were really amazing.
Yes,
but
she's
all
performing.
The stuff in between, it was just... It was very strange. You did not, like, find out anything about what you did, but it was...
There's no, I mean, usually in documentaries, you often have, like, the subject or, you know, the people addressing the camera and, you know, to give context or, and there's none of that in this. It's just like, you know, raw footage of a family trip to Jamaica and cut through with bits of her performing live, and then there's some bits of her when she's in Paris, but it's, I don't know, it's
too arty.
Yes, it was.
I hate anything that wants to be too arty.
It wasn't very compelling. I mean, I found myself bored.
I actually slept.
You
through
fell asleep.
Half of it.
Yeah, you slept through half.
It was
of it.
Like someone had given me a sleeping pill. But it was interesting because a lot of her songs are like very autobiographical and. each bit in between was like explaining where the song came from, and then they showed it.
Yes.
That was quite interesting, but I didn't think it was very well done.
No. So, no, if you have to choose something to watch, Love Between the Covers.
Oh, yeah, much definitely. Better. I mean, definitely recommend it.
Yes.
But do we have to talk about our other favorite show?
Which one?
Bodyguard.
Bodyguard, oh, yes.
Well, that's on the the fifth.
That's on the BBC at the moment.
One more episode.
Yes.
Well, we can't say anything about it because it's going to be one big spoiler.
Well, if you like Rob from Game of Thrones, then he's the main character.
He looks so strange in it, though. There's something so strange about his face.
Yeah, it's his hair.
His chin and his lips are like, they're too big for the rest of his face. I mean, you can have a square jaw, but that's like just too much.
But the show is very compelling, and you do want to keep... It's political intrigue,
it
thriller.
It has some flaws, but yeah.
You do want to keep watching.
You cannot stop watching.
It has Keely Hawes in it as well, if that can be an argument to watch.
After the first episode, I said, what is someone going to make a TV show with Keely Hawes and Sarah Parrish falling in love? Christ's sake, I've been waiting for 20 years for that.
Send an email to, what's her name, Sally Wainwright, or, you know... One of the showrunners in the UK who make the good shows for the BBC.
I don't have her email address.
Well, I'm sure we can find it on the BBC. We can contact her via the BBC or find her agent information.
Well, I don't think anyone's going to take me seriously if I come, if I write that.
You never know. You never know.
Anyway. Maybe this is a good time to wrap
it
up.
So I hope you all tune in again next week. This is 2 weeks in a row that we stuck to our recording schedule on a Monday, which is...
Monday is so much better.
Yes.
Because you've not been beaten down by the weekend.
Yeah. So until...
Plus, I am wearing a bra.
Okay. Thank you for pointing that out.
Yeah, because I just want the people to know that I would never record a podcast without wearing a bra.
No, but you're wearing leisure pants.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
This is my leisure time.
Anyway. Thank you for listening.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Harper Bliss and Her Misses. You can find all the episodes and show notes at harperblissandhermisses.com. We also have a favor to ask. If you could rate and review the podcast wherever you listen to it, that would help other people find us.
Thank you.